Some news now from the world of sports, and you can score a big upset for the University of Vermont women's basketball team. A 58-53 road win against the University of New Hampshire in Durham last night that avenged a close loss to that same team earlier in the season. Hannah Krimble led the Catamounts with a game-high 19 points and 8 rebounds. She was also 7-for-7 from the charity stripe. Cassidy Dedra ended the first half with a three-pointer that gave the Catamounts a lead they would not relinquish, making sure not to repeat the outcome of the contest when they lost to UNH in the final minutes after leading for most of the game back on January 18th. This time around, UVM kept up the pressure on the Wildcats, controlling the boards while out-rebounding UNH 40-33, and the Catamounts notched their seventh win of the year against one of their biggest America East rivals. UNH drops to 15-9 with the loss. One other note in college hoops, St. Michael's junior Levi Holmes III has notched a feather in his cap, named as the Northeast 10 Conference Player of the Week for the first time in his collegiate career. Hard to imagine a player who had a better week. Holmes averaged an astonishing 40 points per game over the week and tied an all-time school record at St. Mike's by hitting 10 three-pointers in a 96-94 overtime loss to Southern New Hampshire. To the National Hockey League now, and there was a bit of a scare up in Toronto last night where Maple Leafs fans saw their starting goaltender, Frederik Andersen, leave the game in the second period after he was inadvertently struck in the head by the skate of Anaheim Ducks forward Corey Perry. Andersen was said to be doing well after the game, according to Leafs coach Mike Babcock, and his backup Curtis McIlhenny was fine in his stead, turning away 16 of the 17 shots he saw in Toronto's 7-4 win. William Nylander and Austin Matthews each had two goals for Toronto. Nylander's second one, breaking a tie in the third period, it proved to be the game winner. And with that victory, the Leafs moved to within 3 points of the Boston Bruins for second place in the Atlantic Division. Both teams are sitting pretty for a playoff spot right now, and we're starting to see some separation between the top three teams in each division of the Eastern Conference and the wildcard hopefuls hoping to snag two available berths beneath them. Now, one team that is struggling to get a foothold on the postseason ladder is the New York Rangers, now mired at the bottom of the Metropolitan Division after a 2-1 loss to the Dallas Stars in Texas last night. The Rangers took a 1-0 lead in the first period, but Tyler Seguin tied things up for Dallas in the second, and Martin Hanzel got the game winner in the third, tipping in a shot after screening goalie Henrik Lundqvist, who took the loss despite making 39 saves on the night. The game winner for Hanzel coincided with his first game back from the injured reserve list, and the Stars are now just 1 point behind St. Louis for third place in the Western Conference's Central Division. The Rangers, who were playing in the Eastern Conference Finals just a year ago, are still just 3 points away from a wild-card playoff berth, but they've got several teams in front of them vying for those elusive two slots, and they have now lost 6 of their last 7. It would make sense for the Rangers to be sellers in advance of the NHL trade deadline, except for the point system in the NHL that awards 1 point to each team when they finish tied at the end of regulation, no matter who wins in overtime or a shootout. It's good for parity, and it makes for an exciting end to the regular season because almost any team has a chance to get in. 1 point either way can decide a team's playoff fate, but it also creates quite a logjam and prevents teams from making trades that could help them rebuild for next season, and it keeps some teams higher in the standings from acquiring some valuable players that they could use heading into the Stanley Cup tournament. We'll see how it shakes out. The trading deadline for the NHL is at the end of the month. The embers of Major League's hot stove baseball season have stirred a little bit with some news that the New York Mets have pried third baseman Todd Frazier away from the New York Yankees. Frazier electing to sign a 2-year, $17 million deal with the Mets to take over the hot corner next season at Citi Field. This gives the Mets another power threat to go along with Jay Bruce, who they brought back after his brief stint with Cleveland this past season. Frazier has belted 102 home runs over the past 3 years, including 27 of them just last year.